are the day after your family's first appearance on Family Feud Canada last night. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. I mean, we had a nice viewing party with friends and family last night. So everybody was over to razz us in person and celebrate with us in person. So yeah, I feel pretty good.
So tell me how this experience all got started. How did you end up getting chosen to be picked to be part of Family Feud Canada?
So back in 2019, CBC put a call out that they were going to start Family Feud Canada for their first season. So they asked for audition tapes and applications. So I immediately saw it, immediately applied, and then called my two sisters and my wife and my brother-in-law and said, hey, let's put together a promo video, which we did. The thing we didn't realize was the date we submitted the promo video back in September of 2019 was the day that they held live auditions here in St. John.
Oh, okay.
So we actually missed that first round of auditions. So we thought, oh, well, you know, it was a try. Maybe we'll try again next year. But in early 2020, CBC reached out to us and said, hey, we've got your promo video. We've been sitting on it. We love it. We'd love to have you guys audition for season two. So we did that, and basically it entails about an hour long, a little over an hour, in which you have to introduce yourself. You have to each talk about funny, embarrassing moments, like answer questions like who's most likely to swear on TV, who's most likely to freeze during a question, who's most likely to shout out the answer before they hear the question, things like that. Then we all got to play Fast Money, so it was a lot of fun. After that, we were invited back to come audition by playing a real live family through Zoom, which was a lot of fun, too. So we had to put together a whole introduction, a dance routine. We made up hula hoops that spelled Quinn, and we burst through them. We had a lot of fun playing this other family from Ontario. But at the end of that, we were told we did great. But then COVID was so bad that in 2020, they decided that they could only use families from Ontario. So that took us out of season two. And then season three, just this past, probably was like in May or June, we got a call and they were like, hey, we still want you guys to be on Family Feud. Are you still interested? And we were like, damn straight, we're interested at that point. Yeah, so that kind of led to one more sort of quick introduction of the family to some new producers. And then we got the call to go up in November.
Oh, that's fantastic. So take me back to that time when you were in Toronto and filming in November. I mean, what was that like, you know, watching it on TV compared to actually being there on the set and being on Family Feud?
It's really surreal. Like the first thing you notice is how big the CBC studio is in Toronto. And so you go up, I think it's like on the 18th or 16th floor, and it's this huge studio. And outside the studio is your sort of your green room, we'll call it. Then when they're keeping all the families separated because of COVID first. And then what they do is they invite everybody down to the audience, where the audience sits, and they run through the rules and regulations. Well, it's all dark, so the stage is completely dark. It looks black. The producers tell you what you can and can't do during filming, how to do your exits, how to move up towards to the center console there to when you're doing your face-offs and things like that. Then they turn the lights on, and suddenly the room looks 1,000 times bigger and brighter, and there are lights and cameras everywhere. And yeah, so it's quite, like, it is like it's like so much stimulus in there and so overwhelming when you first see it lit up. Like, it's crazy the colors that it will put out. And it's not just the colors, you know, you see like the blues and the reds when they show it on TV. But when they're doing that early production, like, it's yellows, it's greens, it's oranges, it's amazing. And right down the hall from where they shoot that is where they shoot Dragon's Den, too. So you think, how do they get things like Winnebagos up to pull onto the Dragon's Den set? But they've got huge elevators at the CBC that'll take up those things and put them on the set of Dragon's Den. So it's really interesting. And then what they do is, like, we waited quite a long time before when we went on. So there's like six families that day. You're kind of going in an order. And in between each match, they bring down two families and they sort of say whichever, they have you sort of not compete, but each go through a dry run. And then whoever sort of does the best from that dry one run gets to play the next family. So, or whoever won the last round family. So that's what we did. We went down, we did that. They said, okay, Quinn, you're on. And before you even have time to blink, Jerry D's walking out and saying, hey, Quinn, introduce yourself. And that's it. Like, you're right in the midst of playing. You're in front of a live studio audience that's probably somewhere between 75 to 100 people. So it's, and they're right there in front of you the whole time. So it's very live, very energetic. across from you is always a producer that's holding up signs saying, keep your exes straight, dance more, smile more. So the producers are super pumped up too, which only pumps you up more. But the whole thing's fun. And then Jerry D was like, he really was a class act. Like he literally spent a lot of time with each one of us asking questions, telling stories. Like, so like, yeah, last night, for example, Sue talked about her love of New Kids on the Block. Well, that conversation's about 20 minutes in real life, but it's only what, maybe a minute on screen time. But like, that was a 30-minute conversation he had with her, which she'll kind of cherish forever.
So it really seems like, you know, obviously we can sit at home and watch on TV and, you know, yell at the TV all we want about, you know, hey, this is the answer, what have you, but it seems like a completely different scenario once you're actually there under the lights and in front of that studio audience.
Yeah, well, it's definitely whatever pops in your head first, and hopefully that's on track, which it often wasn't. Like, for example, with myself, like, poor Timmy, I didn't leave him much to work with last night. But, like for example, Ryan, when the question of a famous Ryan, I'm picturing Deadpool. Like, I have Deadpool right in my head, but my son's name is Ryan. So Ryan Quinn keeps popping in my head. I know that's not the answer, and then somehow that segue into Ryan Jennings, who, of course, there's no famous Ryan Jennings that I know of anyway.
Someday, maybe. Someday.
Someday. There's a Ryan Jennings out there right now that's feeling pretty happy, I'm guessing.
And, I mean, you also had the chance to introduce a big part of the country to Dulce that many people didn't know anything about.
That's right. Well, it's funny that Jerry D didn't know anything about it because his wife's from Nova Scotia. But he kept saying, you guys are making that up. And then even when I was taking off, like when you take off your mics after Fast Money, he's like, I'm going to go call my wife because I still don't believe you guys.
Boy, is he going to be in for a shock.
Yeah, and he even polled the audience at one point. Like, he turned around and said, has anybody in here heard of Dulce? And maybe two of them had. But, I mean, most of them would probably be from Ontario, right? So,
right.
But, yeah, you know, with us, it's like a staple.
And so I imagine, you know, a lot of the, you know, mentioned there's quite a bit of auditioning that goes on for this. I imagine they're trying to find a good, you know, family that's going to be a good fit for TV. It's going to be energetic and what have you. You really wouldn't want someone who's, you know, maybe, I guess, a little bit boring to be on a show like this.
That's right. In fact, the producers tell you that, I mean, they want you to be all energetic. They want you to be engaged. They don't want any dead weight. But they also tell you that it's more fun for them and more fun for Jerry if you give wrong answers. But they say, like, the big message that one of the producers gave us was, don't go looking to win everything. Just go to have fun. And you might win everything and you might not, but at least you'll enjoy the ride. And that's what we did. We kind of went in saying, this is awesome. We're getting a free trip to Toronto during COVID times. They're giving us a per diem, like they're paying for our hotel, our accommodations, the flight. Let's just go and enjoy the vacation, basically. And that's what it was. So it was like a real surreal to be on a game show, especially like Family Feud. Like, I mean, I grew up in the 70s. So, you know, Richard Dawson days and things like that. And like, you know, that and was probably one of the only big game shows back then. So it was really surreal to get on and play.
And what would you say to other families who may be interested in wanting to apply to be part of Family Feud Canada? What would you tell them? What sort of advice would you give them?
I'd say go for it because it really is a fun experience. And like as a family, like as a core family, it was a lot of fun, like coming up with the ideas, coming up with the dance routines, coming up with the introductions, and then choreographing it and then doing it live. Like it was a lot of pressure at times, but it was a lot of fun. And how often you get to say you were on a game show with your family. And my sisters, Heather and Sue, they'll joke that we left a lot of people behind because when we chose the five of us, like, you know, my mother was disappointed she didn't get chosen. My daughter was disappointed she didn't get chosen. So we were joking with the producers at one point that we could easily put another Quinn family together of five and play each other. And they liked it. Like, this would be awesome, but we were already too far down the path, and it was, we couldn't wait for the other family to catch up.